Psalm 124. A Song of Degrees of David. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side. When men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick, when the wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us, the stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Truly one of the greatest proofs that the Bible is the true Word of God, and one of the greatest proofs that the Lord Jehovah is the only true living God, is the nation of Israel. The fact that the nation of Israel is still in existence today, the fact that the Jewish people still exist today, is one of the greatest proofs that our God is the true God. No other people has been so despised, afflicted, oppressed, persecuted, tortured, and targeted to be destroyed than Israel. From Pharaoh in Egypt up to the Muslim nations that surround Israel today, time after time, men and nations have risen up against the Jews to swallow them up, like the proud waves of the sea rising against a small fishing vessel, seeking to overwhelm and swallow it up into the deep. So too has been the history of the nation of Israel. Pharaoh sought to destroy them. Amalek sought to devour her. Sihon and the Amorites, Og and the Bashanites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Jebusites, the Girgashites, the Philistines, the Syrians, the Assyrians, the Babylonians, the Greeks, the Romans, Hitler and the Nazis, Stalin and the Communists, the Egyptians, the Jordanians and Lebanon, Afghanistan and Iran, all these have sought to utterly annihilate Israel. And yet, to no avail. Why cannot anyone destroy such a small nation? Why does this small, despised people group seem to be indestructible? Because just like with David and Joseph, Elijah and Elisha, Daniel and his friends, and even our Lord Jesus and his holy apostles, it's because the Lord is on their side. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. If it wasn't for the great I Am, who raised up Israel and made everlasting promises to her, then truly Israel had been destroyed by now. But thanks be to God, the living God, the Lord that liveth, who is blessed forevermore, who has always allowed a remnant of Israel to escape like a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. And so let us, as the Church of Jesus Christ, along with David and Israel, know and understand and declare, our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Psalm 124.